smooth, real. It's all here.
Strawberry mattress.
See, I didn't even know what the kids were listening to. That's it?
Well, obviously, their two big role models are Bush and Zell Miller.
Zell Miller? Who the hell would use that reference? What do you
Come
got?
Come on, kids. Zell Miller.
What do you got on your iPod right now? Bruce is a aficionado of the garage motif.
Always with the Monks, my favorite.
The Monks?
The 1960s Monks, yeah.
Yeah?
That was the older Monks.
Oh, okay.
The Monks put out one album on German Polydor in 1966.
Wow. And is it good?
It's the greatest album of all time.
It is, really?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Can we give it to Trent so we can get some bumper music?
Yeah, I didn't actually carry it with me. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to be back here in a second with a lot of things. Maxine Waters will be with us, so hang out for that. It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Continuing our coverage of our nation and the progress of President George W. Bush.
The war arrived on our shores on September the 11th, 2001.
September the 11th, 2001.
September the 11th, I made a commitment to the American
people. September the 11th, 2001.
September the 11th.
You know, if I had a nickel for every time Bush has mentioned 9/11, I could raise enough reward money to go after bin Laden.
This has been 760. Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy, your progressive station. KKZN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The war of words over the war in Iraq refuses to die. At a stop in South Korea a few hours ago, President Bush made a point to take Democrats to task for accusing him of manipulating intelligence to win public support for the war. The president echoed what Vice President Cheney said in a Washington speech last night.
Some of the most irresponsible comments have, of course, come from politicians who actually voted in favor of authorizing the use of force against Saddam Hussein. These are elected officials who had access to the intelligence and were free to draw their own conclusions.
Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid doesn't see it that way.
The White House needs to understand that deceiving the American people is what got them into trouble. Now is the time to come clean, not to continue the pattern of deceit.
Federal prosecutors have charged an American businessman with bribing U.S. occupation officials to win reconstruction work in Iraq. At least one of the unnamed co-conspirators is said to be cooperating with investigators. One of the government's most important emergency programs is tapped out. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
For the first time since federal flood insurance began in the 1960s, FEMA has told the insurance companies that administer the policies to stop all payouts, put flood damage claims on hold. The FEMA flood fund has run out of money, but Congress is taking action. The House has now approved more borrowing authority for FEMA, the Senate likely also to clear the way for over $8 billion.
The number of people killed in last week's suicide hotel bombings in Jordan is up to 62, with the death of a woman who was attending her daughter's wedding. CBS's Kristen Gillespie has that from Amman.
The bride's mother sustained injuries to her spinal cord. She'd been paralyzed. She didn't really know what was happening, but the bride and groom went to visit her yesterday, and shortly thereafter she fell into a coma. And this morning she died.
In Philadelphia, a suspected serial rapist is all of 14 years old.
Philadelphia police are labeling him the youngest serial rapist in recent city history. Some of the incidents involved indecent assault, others were outright rapes. Inspector William Colarulo.
This individual was charged with all eight incidents.
DNA evidence has positively linked him to at least three.
Colarulo says because he's being held in the Youth Study Center, charged as a juvenile at this time, his name is not being released. However, Colarulo says the district attorney's office is reviewing the cases and could decide to move the prosecution into adult court in the near future.
CBS's Mark Abrams in Philadelphia. The American Cancer Society is holding its 29th Great American Smokeout. Cancer Society President Stephen Sainer.
About 60% of U.S. smokers actually make an attempt to quit every year, but only 3% of them are successful.
Ford is recalling a quarter million 06 pickups, vans, and SUVs with windshield wiper motors that could stop working because they weren't greased before leaving the factory. S&P futures are up 3 points. This is CBS News.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, things are pretty quiet still this morning. I-25, I-70, and C-470 all check and clear at the moment. 6th Avenue, the Turnpike, and 225, they're all trouble-free. And Boulder Street, seeing some early morning problem. It's a wreck at Fiddles Parkway and Nelson Road. Now, other than that, actually in pretty good shape. Checking the forecast, mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. We're waking up to 28 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's progressive talk.
The Majority Report.
It's very bizarre to me when people in my peer group or my family say I'm not political.
What? It's feelings.
Feelings. That's all it is. Politics is feelings. How do you feel
when you're lied to?
Nothing more than feelings.
How do you feel when your tax dollars go to getting other people killed? How do you feel when senators and congresspersons dirty your air, steal your money, lie to you?
Feelings. The Majority Report, AM 760, Boulder's progressive talk.
Go run away from your feelings.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by the Bose Quiet Comfort 2 noise-canceling headphones and by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. I'm Charles Osgood. Saddam Hussein used to murder, torture, and abuse people. That wasn't supposed to happen, though, after regime change. So reports now of killings, torture, and a secret prison bunker run by security forces of the new regime are disheartening, to say the least. They are being investigated, says Major General Rick Lynch of the multinational force there.
This is an Iraqi-led investigation, and they will take appropriate actions based on what they learn against the Ministry of Interior Forces, if necessary.
Laith Kuba, a spokesman for the Iraqi government.
The Prime Minister has not even appointed a single minister, and he is not in a position to sack ministers.
More after this for Bose. Here's what TechnologyReview.com wrote about the Bose Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise-canceling headphones. It's as if someone found the volume control for the world and turned it way, way down. With enhanced audio performance, the Bose QC2 lets you fade the background distractions and enjoy the music more. Terrific sound and peaceful quiet. What a gift. Call 1-800-485-2498. Shipping's free. So is a Bose portable CD player if you order by January 31st. Call for the Bose Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic headphones. 1-800-485-2498. In fact, most entrepreneurs, you dreamed of launching your own online store, but always held back because the prospect of creating an e-commerce website seemed so daunting. HostwayBusiness.com is here to say it doesn't have to be. They'll design and launch your online store or redesign your existing store for as little as $399. Visit HostwayBusiness.com now. Learn how your online store can be up and running in time for the big holiday rush just coming up. Make your e-commerce dreams a reality. Let HostwayBusiness.com get started on your online store now. There are some Americans involved in investigating the Iraqi abuse reports, says CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier.
U.S. officials are being really careful to emphasize that they are part of an Iraqi-led investigation. They are trying to push the Iraqis out in front to make it look like the Iraqis are being very proactive in solving this mess.
And what are the Americans doing?
The Americans are providing all the technical expertise and also the military backing. In this particular case, it was an Iraqi commander who heard from Sunni families that their loved ones were trapped inside. The Iraqi commander called the Americans and asked them to check it out.
Captain Jeremy Gwynn of the 10th Mountain Division.
I've seen people dressed as Iraqi police come in during curfew hours and go into people's houses, rob from them, kill them, and sometimes we do find the bodies.
White House National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley.
Under Saddam Hussein, this kind of thing was routine. Tens of thousands of people tortured and killed. It was an element of state policy. And I think it's an indication of how far we've come that this government comes out very quickly and makes clear it's going to hold people responsible.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This Thanksgiving, the best way to show friends and family how special they are is with a gorgeous bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you can choose between beautiful flowers fresh from their growers or elegant bouquets from their expert designers, like the Basket of Autumn, just $39.99, with its vibrant colors and lush seasonal flowers. Order today and get same-day, any-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any of our 1-800-Flowers stores and mention my name, Lisa, for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
The Osgood File, November 17th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning. 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy today and a high of 49. It's still cold out there. What is it, about 24 degrees? Well, there's lots to... Oh, I want to... get into this right off the bat. Thank you to Darren McKee and Greg Stone, who sat in the last hour for me yesterday morning as I made my way to the Boulder Theater and had the pleasure of introducing Al Franken and talked to Al a little bit backstage. Really nice guy. I hadn't met him before. Had saw him at the deck, like the Boulder and stuff like that, and ditto. Nobody knew who we were. And this station is doing real well. So it was a great time yesterday, and thanks to everybody who came out, and I'll probably be saying that throughout the morning. There is so much stuff out there to get into. And, you know, unlike the other shows that are on AM 760, I always do like a prescribed topic every hour as opposed to throwing things out there and then just letting you call about anything. I mean, when I do the Ed Schultz show, when I fill in for Ed, or even Jerry Springer, for the most part, I just throw something out there, or I might talk for the first 5 or 10 minutes and then just go directly to the phones. Here, when I do this, when we do the local, or when I do my regular show here, I don't want to say local like I'm on nationally all the time, although we will be on for Jerry Springer, I think it's the week of the 28th of this month, but when I do this thing locally, I usually have a prescribed topic for an hour or so, and there's a lot of stuff I don't get to because I just don't have time to get into it. Like yesterday, I did not, and I heard this on Ed Schultz's show, but actually I heard the first time I heard it was on Keith Olbermann's program, because Keith Olbermann elected Rush Limbaugh the worst person of the day. This wasn't yesterday, which was Wednesday. It was Tuesday night that I think he did this, where he was talking about how Limbaugh's got this program going where you can adopt a soldier and give him access to Rush Limbaugh's site, Rush Limbaugh 24/7, but here's the deal. You got to pay $49.95, and Olbermann just took him apart over it. And then I heard Schultz yesterday had Paul Rykoff on there. I mean, Limbaugh is, what do you say about this guy? I mean, he's making money off the war. So it's war profiteering, this guy. And, you know, why his listeners don't hip up to what's going on with him, I have no clue. I mean, after his severe statements about drug abusers, well, you people, anybody caught using drugs should go to jail. Oxycontin update. And then he gets caught. I mean, what do you make these statements for when you're on the air and then, like, it turns around that you yourself are abusing drugs and you got to go into rehab? One of the sorriest moments I ever had at WLS in Chicago, which was completely right-wing, is they wanted me to be like Alan Combs, who basically allows himself to get punched every night by Sean Hannity. And they tried to, like, lean on me to tone it down. And one of the things that happened was when Limbaugh went into that rehab and went through all of that stuff, they sat on me and wouldn't let me say, you know, what I really thought about the guy. And I had to get on the air and say, oh, you know, Rush will be okay, and
good luck to him and blah, 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 which, I've talked about this before on this program. I mean, eventually led to my total overall depression, desperateness, and to the point where I eventually went to the management of the station and said, you got to let me go. I can't do this anymore. I mean, they did the same thing to me when Ronald Reagan died. You know, not one word of Iran-Contra. Had to leave that out. Had to be respectful to Ronald Reagan, the Gipper. Yeah, it's the same thing that they do on KOA. I mean, they had a Get Well promo running over there, so I understand. In Limbaugh's absence. And, the right wing is like this. If you listen to right wing talk radio, and I don't anymore because, I've had years of it. But their approach is always the same way. To try to rewrite the facts, to put a spin on it, and try to almost cover up what's going on. Now, I try very, very hard not to attack other talk show hosts. There was a day, and if you remember back 6-7 years ago when I was here and worked on KHOW and did afternoons over there, I mean, I used to attack all kinds of people. And I try very, very hard not to do that stuff anymore. Simply because I don't have that anger, and also because, everybody has a right to their opinion, and if you disagree with them, you disagree with them. I think the strongest thing I've ever said is probably about Limbaugh. I mean, even Sean Hannity, who I disagree with, put me in his book, called me one of his favorite talk show hosts, was very nice to me the last time I saw him, which was in Boston during the DNC, in which he proceeded to ask me what was wrong, that I wasn't being my old self, and I told him, I said, man, I'm sick of this, and I'm sick of working in right-wing radio. And I said, there's got to be some other alternative over there. And doing progressive talk seemed like it was a mile away. I mean, thousands of miles away. And I would never get a chance to, be a part of Air America or have anything to do with progressive talk until this job came up, which I jumped at. And I thank God every single day, or a higher power of whatever you believe it is. I mean, I thank God every single day that I get to come here, that we have the callers that we have on this program, that we had a great group of people at the Al Franken show yesterday. I thank God for the people that listen to this radio station. Yeah, sometimes I do topics I know that, people either hesitant to call in, you don't want to call in. I get the message, people send me email, don't talk about abortion one more day. How can you do a rock every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning? Even though, as I said yesterday morning, I am just, every day that goes by we lose troops over there. I mean, I'm just bugged by it. And I'm bugged by this administration trying to rewrite history. Along those lines, we'll have Congressman Mark Udall on this morning. I heard him on Al Franken yesterday. Did a great job. He was on Comedy Central. I didn't stay up long enough to see how it went because I can't stay up past 7 o'clock most evenings. But we'll have Congressman Udall on. I'm going to ask him point blank, did you see the same intelligence the president saw? I want to get an answer on that. We got Congressman Lynn Woolsey on tomorrow. I'm going to ask her exactly the same question. And she's the author with 62 other Democrats asking the president to change his course in Iraq, change the nation's course in Iraq. But I digress. Going back to talk show hosts. So somebody alerted this to me yesterday. I'm running out of time before I get into this. Okay, part two coming up here about talk show hosts. By the way, those of you who wondered why, if you did, that I departed the Franken show so early, Mary is home, as I said, with that broken wrist. And a fractured arm, and I didn't want to leave her home by herself. And it happened under her right wrist, her right arm that all this happened. So she's, has a hard time, and she was in pain this morning, so I'm going to probably take her to the doctor today. But I didn't want to leave her home by herself, so that's basically why I departed. All right, anyway, I'm gonna talk, about this whole thing about talk show hosts, because there is a point to this coming up. And I'll do it coming up. Did I just say I'll do it coming up? I just said that. Okay, thanks for being here this morning. AM 760 Boulders, Progressive Talk, it's Northwest, sample wine country in British Columbia. See, which I've been to before and is absolutely gorgeous. See Lake Coeur d'Alene, the Grand Coulee Dam, the Grand Tetons, which is dynamite, plus Yellowstone's Old Faithful. And you got to get going on this if you want to go. 1-800-888-8204. 1-800-888-8204. Now, this includes air, hotels, the cruise, and onboard meals, and a whole lot more. 1-800-888-8204. It's 14 days next August to the Great Northwest. Make a fabulous summer vacation for all of us.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6, partly cloudy with a high around 49. Jay Marvin here, and it's good to have you along. All right, so anyway, I was talking about talk show hosts here, and right-wing talk show hosts. And we start getting calls yesterday, and I got some emails that Mike Rosen, who's over on KOA, is it like attacking Randy Rhodes on the air? Now, and he's making fun of the way she talks, too. And what do you expect from these people? I mean, there's a Harris Interactive poll out today from the Wall Street Journal this morning. Wall Street Journal, not one of the most left-wing publications on the face of this planet. President Bush's positive job rating continues to fall, touching another new low for his presidency, according to the latest Harris Interactive poll. I'm quoting the Wall Street Journal here. Bush's current job approval rating stands now at 34%. compared with a positive rating of 88% soon after 9/11 and 50% at this time last year and 40% in August. And Vice President Dick Cheney's approval ratings slipped 30% from 35% in August, while Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld's dropped 34% from 40%, and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's approval fell from 57% to 52%. Now, you know what? The Democrats in Congress, congressional leaders of both parties, have also slipped. And Democrats are seeing one of the biggest dips in approval, according to this poll. Which brings me to the question of, how do the Democrats turn this around? I think they're trying to, and I think they're finally getting some backbone and standing up. But anyway, so back to Mike Rosen. So he's attacking Randy Rhodes. Well, you know what? I would attack Randy Rhodes, too, if I had nothing on my own front to crow about and talk about. Because Bush is in such miserable shape. The war has turned out to be a big mistake. Even Bill Clinton said it in Dubai yesterday, that the war is a bad mistake and it was poorly planned. All right, let's operate on the premise that, and if you buy what Dick Cheney says, that this country, that they didn't exaggerate or cherry-pick intelligence, which I don't believe, I believe they did. Okay, given the choice between going with Darth Vader of American politics and, say, somebody like Carl Levin, I would definitely go with Carl Levin. But here's the point on Rosen. So he's attacking Randy Rhodes. And he has nothing to say himself about his own situation and his own party because they have totally and completely bungled this whole situation with Iraq. Their foreign policy and their domestic policy, both of them suck. This budget bill that they've got going, in which they intend to give the rich in this country, the top 1% to 2%, another $70 billion tax break. Well, you just heard the story at the top of the hour how there's no more flood insurance. There's no more money to pay out the flood insurance because FEMA's run out of money. And now both the House and the Senate have got to work on getting more money for them. And the fact is that, there's all kinds of things going on. People are being evicted from hotel rooms. FEMA's cut them off. And I got another story over here. FEMA's cut them off because cut them off right at the holidays at Christmas time because it's a money problem. That bridge to nowhere got bombed out. Congressional budget negotiators, check this out, have decided to take back $125 million. In September 11th aid for New York, which has New York City has fought to keep the money to treat the sick and injured at Ground Zero workers. New York officials had sought for months to hold on to the funding originally meant to cover increased worker compensation and costs stemming from the 2001 terror attacks. But a massive labor and health spending bill moving fitfully through the House and Senate negotiations would take back the funding. I mean, you got all this stuff going on. So, and there's just more. Americans face charges of graft for work in Iraq. I mean, open up the newspapers every single day. Even if you don't trust the mainstream media, or get on the internet and look around. And there's all this stuff going on. So, Rosen's over there and he's criticizing Randy Rhodes. Well, no wonder, because, he's got nothing to talk about. And, I mean, come on, Mike. Let's hear about how great the administration is. And then he's over there, using the same Republican talking line about Valerie Plame, that the work she did at the CIA was not important. Well, how do you know that? I mean, she was a covert operative. We've been over this a million times, no matter how many times the Republicans try to spin this, that Valerie Plame was an undercover agent, a covert agent, that her career basically at the CIA has been ruined. That we know this comes out of the administration. We know it comes out of the vice president's office. Bob Woodward's testimony yesterday, which shocked everybody, that he had been told, a month before Novak. And the buzz around town is that his source is Stephen Hadley, who is in the vice president's office. I mean, we know these people play dirty politics. We know that they're disgusting and there's nothing that they won't do to achieve their ends. But why doesn't Rosen talk about all this stuff? Well, he doesn't because he continues to maintain the Republican line while he lashes out at Randy Rhodes. Well, my question to Rosen is, who's syndicated across this country, you or Randy Rhodes? And, why pick on her delivery? And he's making the point that, well, she doesn't talk like an adult. She says things like, oh, my God, and uses the word like. Well, you know what? I do that, too. And I consider myself every bit to be an adult as Mike Rosen. And I'll leave you this little story about Mike, what a pleasant guy he is. And I respect his knowledge and ability, I just don't care for him as a human being that much. But I first came here like 6-7 years ago and was doing afternoons at KHOW. And they took me on the obligatory tour of the radio station. And at that time, we were downtown, next to Lodo, or just right away, right on the other side of Lodo. And they're taking me through the newsroom, and I'm meeting people. And they introduced me to Mike Rosen. And I'm introduced as, well, this is Jay Marvin, who's going to do afternoons at KHOW. You know what he said to me? Not nice to meet you. Not a pleasure, you know, to have you on board. Or, I'm sure you'll do well, or whatever. He said, good luck, you'll need it. And then turned away. And I thought to myself, you know what, you heartless punk. And this is the type of guy he is. So don't be shocked when you go over there to listen to these people over there on right-wing radio. Because I know a lot of you do. I know a lot of you dip back and forth. Don't be shocked to hear this kind of behavior over there. Because what they're doing over there is playing defense, not offense, because this administration is in such miserable shape. That's what they're doing. They're playing offense instead of defense. They're playing defense rather instead of offense. And the other thing, they have nothing better to do but attack us. Because they got nothing, as I said, they got nothing going on their own. All right. And I'm not going to play cuts of Mike Rosen doing it, and I'm not going to carry on all morning about it. But I felt like I had to rise to Randy Rhodes' defense. She is part of this radio station. I like her as a person, and I respect her talent on the air, as I do everybody that works here, including Mike Malloy. And he and I don't have a friendly relationship. And someday I'll go into that. But I just felt like I had to say something about it. All right, there is so much stuff going on. There's so much to talk about. And I don't know how we're going to squeeze it all in 3.5 hours, but certainly going to give it a try. There's everything from panhandlers in the street in Denver, which we've talked about, and the city is moving towards, moving in on these panhandlers. There's also the GOP focus on immigration, and immigration is going to be a big topic coming up this election year. And some of the things that were said at this GOP meeting are absolutely bizarre. And there's the Patriot Act out there, and as I said, we'll have Mark Udall on this morning, and I'll ask him definitively if he heard that, if he believes that he got the same intelligence that the president got. So there's all this stuff to talk about. Bill Owens wants to divert the C money to work on roads, which is not what we the taxpayers intended C to be for. So we'll try to get all this stuff in before 10 o'clock. And, of course, as usual, we'll do open phones at 9 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Now, I see I got a couple of people hanging on here who want to talk, I guess. What are they, Turk? They want to talk about it. Want to talk about Rosen or Air America being bashed. 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about it or you want to talk about anything else. We can do it in this first hour. Management's not up, so we can maybe squeeze in 2 hours of open phones, and how the hell will they know? 6:30 and AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We're off to a pretty good start this morning. Starting to fill in on the north end of town, south on I-25. Running heavy now from Thorne Parkway down to the Turnpike, and we're a little slow for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 now starting to see brake lights in both directions on your approach to I-25, 225, and 6th Avenue. Actually in pretty good shape at the moment, but both starting to build. And Boulder Street's getting busy again on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike a little slow eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Now on to the forecast. From
financing rates available now at your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. The best new cars make the best used cars.
And I talk about them a lot, talk about them every morning, and they are good folks. And they do have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, and vans and SUVs in Colorado. The lot is just packed with over 500 outstanding vehicles. And as I said, you get more bang for your buck there. Now, I realize when somebody talks about going to a car dealership, you get cynical. Because let's face it, car salesmen don't have the greatest reps in the world. But you know what? Mary and I have bought at Rockies. And I say this over and over again. I wouldn't send you someplace that we wouldn't go ourselves. And that's the best thing I can say, is that, I'm just not on here talking about them. I mean, I've experienced it. I've gone there. And they're great people. Now, every car they have is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And at Rocky's Autos, every car is emission tested and ready to roll. And they will show you Carfax, which tells you everything you need to know about the automobile that you're about ready to buy. People out there are passionate. They want to help you out. They don't want to shove something down your throat, but they want you to get the right car or the right vehicle you're looking for. And there's a lot on there to choose from. So go out there and see my friend Marvin Alshear or Darla or Freddie or any of the people working out there. They're all great people. Go out there and ask for them and tell them J. Marvin sent you. Rocky's Autos, you can check them out on the Internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan there, which saves you time.
Spicy.
To heat things up for your business, visit networksolutions.com today and go farther.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's fine if you want to talk about the Darth Vader of American politics, Dick Cheney coming out of his deep freeze and trying to attack the Democrats. Because they don't want to talk about how to fix things because they can't talk about how to fix things, so they don't have any idea. So the best thing to do when you can't do that is attack other people. Let's go to Gary in Centennial. Gary, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. I kind of agree with you that Rosen taking shots at Air America host is unnecessary. I mean, it's the equivalent of kicking she's across country. She's in Florida. But the fact that Air America is probably not going to be on for more than six more months anyways, it's just unnecessary. It's like kicking an ICU patient.
Well, I don't think that's true. Where do you get any proof that it's not going to be on for more than 6 months?
Just hopeful thinking and just listening to how easy it is to get through to all the shows that are on the network. Nobody
well, that's because they have a lot of phone lines. And I would disagree with you that it's not mainstream. I would think that if you're conservative, and you probably are, that you ought to once again take a gander at the leader of your party's shifting polls, and the fact is that it doesn't shift upward, it keeps shifting down, that you've got no solutions on how to get us out of the situation that we're stuck in Iraq.
Oh, like the solutions that the Democrats have.
I think they proposed one yesterday, and I think the proposal that they had yesterday, which you guys swiped and took out the key element of it and then tried to claim it as your own, which most people, I think, see through that, which is the phase withdrawal. I mean, tell me what the administration's position is on Iraq. How are they going to get us out? Tell me how we're going to do it.
It's a long-term thing.
It's a long-term thing. Have you got any kids over there? You would
I
go
was
there?
Over there.
Then
yes.
Go. Why don't you enlist and go, pal? If you think it's such a long-term thing, why don't you enlist and go?
I already was.
Why don't you go back then? Were you in Iraq?
2003.
Why don't you go back then? What branch of the service were you in?
Marine Corps.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Well, that's what you know.
Well, then you better go back. But you didn't answer my question. But you didn't answer my question, so don't try to drag me off the question. What is the Bush administration's plan to get us out?
When it's done, it's done.
When it's done, it's done. That's not a plan. Goodbye. See you later, pal. Off into the stratosphere. When it's done, it's done. Yeah, and how many soldiers do we lose in the process? We lost 5 more last night. You know, go over there again if you've got guts. And I don't doubt you were there in the first place. But you're not going to drag me off the question. The key question is, how do we get out? And you don't have an answer. And you have no proof that Air America is only going to be on for another 6 months. That's another one of your little, talking points that is not going to bear out. We're not going to be gone in 6 months. And I doubt you've called any other Air America show. Nice try, pal. Rob in Lakewood. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Rob.
You are a fine American.
I don't know about that, but I try.
Well, see, that's one of my points is we got to almost start mimicking them, those right-wing talking heads, and be just as repetitive as they are with our points. And I just want to say I love what you're doing, and I listen to you guys every morning. And I'm a student at Metro, and may I give a little plug for the graduating art class?
Sure, go ahead.
We are going to have a show on December 2nd at the Center for Visual Arts right next to Jim Robichaud's gallery, and I am the only political artist. Unfortunately, the other one had to drop the class, but I have a various range of multimedia digital art, and it is December 2nd from 6 to 10 p.m.
Wow, I'm fascinated by political art. I really am, and I'm fascinated by digital art, too. Describe that a little bit.
Well, one is a mosaic that I'm doing about In God We Trust and Our Money. And it's images of the right-wing extremists, like the religious freaks and many pictures of money and death and war and destruction, along with the graves, pictures of fields and fields of graves that we have in this country of our lost dedicated Marines and Army Naval Services. And another is a digital projection I'm doing. Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
No, don't be nervous, man. You're doing fine.
Thank you. Where I'm showing how President Bush has benefited from the fruits of nepotism by singing a song, a recorded version of Ella Fitzgerald's My Heart Belongs to Daddy, followed with imagery and text of how he has, of him and his daddy. And another one is a play on the media about smoke and mirrors. And I'm using mirrors and dry ice, and I'm converting a digital image into a low-fire ceramic decal with a stage with a map of Iraq fading in back with in front a hand conjuring out of a hat a rabbit along with Social Security card, Terry Schiavo, Janet Jackson's breast popping out, Bill and Monica, and various other things.
Sounds pretty interesting. What's the date and time of this again?
December 2nd. It's the first Friday, by the way. A great time to walk around and enjoy all of the arts Denver has to offer along Santa Fe. And it's from 6 to 10 p.m., 1734 Wazee Street, right next door to Jim Robichaud's gallery. He is the most well-known gallery owner, along with Bobby Walker of Walker Fine Art in Denver.
All right, man. Cool. And I appreciate you calling in and appreciate you being part of the show. And good luck with your art show.
Thank you very much, Jay. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I just had, real quick, the guy a couple callers ago, he did not sound intelligent enough to be a Marine, by the way. I guess one of my questions for him would be, what happened to Bill O'Reilly? And I'm sorry that he can't listen to him here anymore because...
yeah, because he's gone.
So if Air America is going to crash and burn in 6 months and all of this, then why is it that these right-wingers are attacking you guys every chance they get? They're attacking you because they know that they're threatened. That's my
opinion. They're scared of us. And then I'll give you another guy whose radio show ran out of steam. Joe Scarborough is another one who had a syndicated show, and it crashed as well.
Oh, good, good.
So, you know, you're right. I should have asked the guy, but I didn't even think about Bill O'Reilly. But I was more fixated on the fact that the guy, when I asked him what Bush's plan was to get out of Iraq, he goes, well, the end is the end. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, we're done when we're done.
We're done when we're done. What the hell does that mean?
You know, the more I think about this, the whole philosophy that we can't give out a timeline because that'll give the insurgents a... indicate to them that they just need to wait until that. It's the most preposterous and specious argument I've ever heard. I mean, what in the world is that? What they're doing right now? They're sitting and waiting for us to leave before they can attack the Iraqis. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You know.
Well, there's an article today. And I have it over here in a big pile. I'll find it, and I'll give it later on the air, if I can find it, if I didn't, like, somehow, you know, throw it away. But that the United States and that some people in the Iraqi government have overestimated foreign terrorist involvement in the war in Iraq, that a lot of it is coming from the homegrown insurgency. And I would remind that caller and all those who consider themselves to be conservative, and neocons and support this administration, I would remind them that it was L. Paul Bremer who came in and basically fired the entire Iraqi army and let them keep their weapons. You know, what a pre-planning smart move that was.
Yeah.
You know, these guys have no plan. And a lot of the plans that they have on the domestic front are also either have died on the vine, like Social Security, because the majority of the public rejects that theft idea. Look at the Republicans, in the Senate who basically rebelled against the president and are asking for accountability from the White House. I mean, there's just all kinds of things going on across this country. I mean, they can't get the budget thing going either. That's stalled, even though they're trying to... you know, they're trying to give money to the rich and do things like cut school lunches make it rough for the working poor in this country. And, you know, these people just have no heart, and they have no ethics, and it's just disgusting. Ron, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
See you.
All right, 6:44, 16 minutes in front of 7, 303-713-7600. We're talking about the right wing here this morning. And there's just all kinds of things to talk about the right wing. There's the fact that Congress arrives on a deal on the Patriot Act. Oh, what about like looking at your library books and stuff? Well, that's still in the Patriot Act, by the way. You know, welcome to a quasi-police state where if you go to the Denver Public Library and you check out a book that they deem, that you shouldn't have or that shouldn't be available, they're going to keep track of what's going on with you. You know, that's another one of their deals that, is fascist-like. And I'm not trying to be extreme. I'm just trying to be honest about it. You want people looking over your shoulder like that or getting your cell phone records for no good reason? Whatever happened to the idea of probable cause? 303.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple-pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple-pane windows at a double-pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple-pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only
number you need to know. It's 3037 Windows.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
No. Justice Department to provide a better accounting of its secret request for information on ordinary citizens, but dig this. The agreement would leave intact some of the most controversial provisions of the anti-terrorism law, such as government access to library and bookstore records in terrorism probes, and would extend only limited new rights to targets of such searches. Oh, great. So you go into Borders with a tattered cover, and you buy some book, and they allegedly have some reason to investigate you, which investigation means that they're supposed to keep an open mind. And then they go in and, like, you know, they get your information on what you're checking out of the library. For President Bush, the renewal of the act would provide a boost, and it looks to restore his image as a strong commander in chief. Never mind the fact that the Harris poll shows that he's down again. Also extended for 7 years is the provision allowing roving wiretaps that follow an individual who may use multiple means of communication rather than targeting a single phone line. The agreement also extends for 7 years a provision of separate intelligence laws passed last year that allow federal investigators to track an individual not connected to a foreign government but suspected of operating as a lone wolf terrorist. And, you know, where in here does it say they got to provide cause for all this stuff? Which is, you know, the American standard. 303-713-7600. Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
I just want to make a point on that guy. Was it Gary Centennial? Is that his name?
Yeah, I believe that's who it was.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes me very sad and disgusted that people like that, that there's that frame of mind out there. And I'm not disgusted so much at that guy, but disgusted so much at the administration that feels that corrupts the mind of someone like that. You know, that this guy can say, defend an administration that will take us to a totally unnecessary war of choice, and criticize them by saying, the administration criticizing, talking about how, that they would send, they send our military to Iraq with the military that we have, not the one we would like to have. You know, and did someone like that can follow people like that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I know. And then Dick Cheney, was it 5 months ago when he said that the insurgency was in its final throes? You know, last week it was like 30 servicemen who were killed last week in Iraq. You know, that a guy like that can follow this and follow these lies, and you know, it's a very sad state of affairs when you have to hear people. It breaks my heart when I hear people like that.
Yeah, the worst part about it is you can't reach them. I mean, no matter how hard you try. I mean, when I hung up on him, he was just laughing. Well, you know, laugh all you want, but it's not your ass that's getting shot up.
Right.
And you know, what kind of answer is this? The end is the end. I mean, People in Bush's own party, the Republicans, even though it's non-binding, at least it's a first step, they're asking for accountability.
Right.
So, you know, what kind of answer is, well, the end is the end?
Well, the end is the end. I mean, it shows you, I mean, that speaks volumes about the irresponsibility of our government right now. They have no plan, like you said. They have no plan to get us, they had no plan when they got us into war, and they have no plan to get us out of the war. And then that's why you get those blanket, stupid statements like that poor guy in Gary and Centennial said. You know, it's sad. It's very sad. It breaks my heart.
Yeah, it is sad. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Sure.
Coming up next hour, Mark Udall, Congressman Mark Udall, and I'll ask him. I'll ask him about intelligence and whether he feels that he got the same intelligence that the administration got. 303-713-7600. Rod in Denver. Rod, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I want to say I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
And I want to say great show.
Thank you.
Great show. And I lost a family member in this mess, in this Bush mess. And like you said, the army that Bremer fired is the same army. There is no insurgency. He's fighting the same guys inside of Iraq.
Well, how do you turn around and take a largely a militarized state, which is what Saddam Hussein was running, and you go to all these people and you go, you know what, you don't have a job. But, you know, by the way, if you want to keep your weapons, go ahead and take those home. And then these people, like, turn around and start coming after us.
That's right.
And, you know, this administration, all right, you know something, Rob? Let's look at this. Let's look at this. Let's leave the intelligence arguments out of this situation for a second. And let's just talk about where we are now. This administration has no plan to get out.
Yeah,
they
no,
have they have bungled this thing from the very beginning.
There was none from the start. There was no exit strategy from the start. Yeah.
It's just, you know, you're right. How do you defend that? I don't know how you defend that.
Yeah. And there is no insurgency coming in. That's the same damn army that took the uniforms off Saddam's old army. That's killing our soldiers. That's the same. That's the same. The same guys. Great
yeah.
show, man.
I agree. Thanks, Rod. Appreciate it. But that's what the right wing does. I mean, they swallow all that, you know, the followers, all that stuff, hook, line, and sinker. And then you got the situation of Mike Rosen attacking Randy Rhodes because they're on the defense, not offense, and they can't talk to anything. I mean, what is – all right, look, forget about – you know, and I know I get accused of doing Iraq too much, particularly in this first hour, but turn around. Let's look at domestic policy. What is the president's headlining domestic thing? I mean, what's the big thing he's got going? Well, it used to be Social Security. But that's dead in the water. The American public rejected that overall. The Republicans in the Congress are running scared. Because the midterm elections are coming up. And many of them don't want to be allied with this presidency. I mean, many of them don't want to have anything to do with him. What does that tell you? Henry in Denver. Henry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
There's a great Bob Dylan line that I just got some new insight from. Don't follow leaders, watch your parking meters.
Oh, right.
I've always liked that line. But right now, we're shoving billions of dollars into our parking meters with these leaders that should be follow-less. Because, you know, did you hear that the FEMA Katrina victims or the people that FEMA is supposed to be taking care of are being thrown out of their hotels by December 1st.
Right during the holidays.
Right. And here we are. We're spending billions under the carpet that are being lost, $9 billion lost. They don't know where it went in Iraq. Billion after billion after billion in Iraq.
Well, they're missing 32. They're missing 32 billion, I think it is, in construction money. They don't know what happened to that either.
Yeah, no big contracts to Halliburton. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on with this corrupt thing. The oil company record properties, they were before Congress last week, said they hadn't met with Cheney.
And it turns out they had.
They had. I mean, the corruption is in every direction. And still people want to follow. I mean, we should empty our prisons out from all these petty drug criminals so there's room for all these corrupt nonsense. I'm speechless. These politicians need to be in jail.
All right, you listen. You know something? I'm with you 100%. And you got people like Tom DeLay, Bill Frist, under investigation, Karl Rove under a cloud of suspicion. I mean, it just goes... Yeah, and Cheney, it just goes on and on, and now maybe Stephen Hadley. Hey, thanks, man. Henry, I appreciate the call. Have a good morning. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Mark Udall, and I'll take more of your phone calls, but I'm going to ask Congressman Udall, who's one of my favorite people, did he see the same intelligence that the White House saw? And I also ask the same question of Lynn Woolsey when she's on.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapano. South Korea's government is giving President Bush a proper welcome, but as CBS's Don Kirk tells us, the unofficial welcome is something else.
Several hundred demonstrators are gathered here in front of Gyeongju Station. They're opposing, of course, the Bush summit with President No. They're carrying banners saying no to U.S. bases, down with U.S. imperialism.
Criticism accusing the president of bending intelligence reports to justify the war in Iraq followed him all the way to South Korea. In Washington, Vice President Cheney's been firing back. CBS's Bill Plant tells us what Cheney has to say.
He suggested that the critics were now undermining U.S. troops for political advantage.
The saddest part is that our people in uniform have been subjected to these cynical and pernicious falsehoods day in and day out.
The leader of Senate Democrats shot back that what the administration ought to be doing for the troops in Iraq is laying out a strategy for success.
Instead, we have the Vice President of the United States playing politics like he's in the middle of a presidential campaign.
Bill Plant, CBS News, with the president in Busan.
A woman who came to this country legally is trying to give illegal immigrants a leg up. CBS's Dan Revive has that.
She designs footwear. Judy Wertheim, originally from Argentina, is making sneakers that feature a map of the Mexico-U.S. border with a compass and flashlight attached and a small pocket for cash. In northern Mexico, she says she's given away 500 pairs, adding she wants to help migrants sneak into the U.S. to find work. Encouraging lawbreaking?
It's not a matter that I tell them not to go or to go. It's not really going to affect them.
they have the decision made.
In boutiques, those sneakers cost over $200. Reporting live, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
An Amber Alert is out in Hialeah, Florida, for a convicted sex offender suspected of kidnapping a 17-year-old girl. Police say Robert Laird may be armed. The jury in the murder case of an 11-year-old on Florida's other coast is set to begin its deliberations. CBS's Gordon Bird has that.
The prosecution's closing arguments recounted what it said was Joseph Smith's graphic description of rape and murder in a coded letter to his brother. At one point, Carly Bruch's mother, Susan Shorpin, left the courtroom in tears. Public defender Adam Tabruge decided not to make a final summation.
I believed I had made every point that I intended to make during the trial and that nothing further could be added during closing argument.
Tabruge said this wasn't an attempt to make for a stronger appeal in a potential death penalty case. Gordon Bird for CBS News, Sarasota, Florida.
16-year-old apprentice jockey's dead, the result of a spill at Beulah Park near Columbus, Ohio. Track steward Joe DeLuca says Josh Radicevich was crushed when his mount broke a leg and rolled over on top of him.
The jockey has no control. I mean, you have a 1,200-pound animal.
The latest on the economy just in from the government, housing starts fell 5.5% last month. S&P futures are up 3. This is CBS News.
I'm Bill Ford. At Ford Motor Company, innovation has driven everything we've done, starting with the Model T and the assembly line. Today, we're recommitting ourselves to American innovation by building hybrid vehicles reaching 250,000 each year by the end of this decade and 250,000 ethanol-capable vehicles next year to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Innovation will be the compass that guides this company going forward. At Ford, we're driving American innovation.
Walmart and Sam's Club have teamed up with Humana to provide you with all the information you need about the new Medicare prescription drug benefit. Enroll today. Enrollment is available now through May 15, 2006. Log on to walmart.com/Medicare or talk with your Walmart pharmacist or Humana sales representative. Medicare-approved HMO, PPO, and PFFS plans available to hand. Benefit limitations may apply.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing a busy ride on the highways and have a couple problems to deal with. On the north end of town, have a crash working south on I-25 at 104, so that's stacking things up. If you're coming out of the Thornton Northland area, once you get by that, another crash waiting for you. It's tying up the left lane just before I-70. Get by that one, and then we're sluggish from 6th Avenue down through T-Rex. Now, eastbound I-270 loaded up between I-76, just past Vasquez, and Boulder Street's busy on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside. The Diagonal on Highway 93 is seeing the usual delays, and the Turnpike bunching up eastbound between Federal and Pecos. Checking the forecast, have a mix of sun and
27th, because being ready for Christmas means starting before Thanksgiving. Merry Thanksgiving from True Value. Help is just around the corner.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Partly cloudy high today of around 49. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. 303-713-7600. Let's go right to the phone line. And one of my favorite people, I liked him before I moved back, for Murray and I moved back to Colorado. Now that I've met him, I like him even more. Congressman Mark Udall from the 2nd District. Congressman, good morning.
Hey, Jay, good morning to you.
All right, good to talk to you. Listen, I got to ask you this question. I've wanted to ask it ever since this war of words started.
When it came to the war resolution.
Yeah, now you've got kind of a right to say, you know, I told you so, because you voted against the war.
I do, but it doesn't give me much happiness, frankly. And we are in a real mess, as you know. I was reminded, Twain said, the more they explain it, the less I understand it. And we sure feel that way in Washington. I think people in the country, more importantly, feel that way about the president's plans to make a success, some kind of a success of this situation in Iraq, which right now is of course, hard to understand, and it's unclear how we're going to extricate ourselves and leave the country in a stable situation.
Okay, but you did not see, you don't, this administration talking point about, well, we're all in this together because Congress saw the same information that we did. You reject that, right?
I do, and there are a lot of reports, I think, that confirm that. It seems to me that the president and the vice president are back in campaign mode again, and they've opened another front in this war, and the front's one that's directed at Democrats. And Senator Hagel, the Republican who is speaking out, I think, in some compelling and accurate ways. His, Chuck Hagel's point, he's a decorated Vietnam War vet. And his point
right.
is it's patriotic to question your government, and it's a duty that we all have.
Yeah, why is the administration dragging out this old thing that used to go on during Vietnam, that if you you know, that if you dare raise your voice against the foreign policy of this administration, that somehow you're aiding and abetting the enemy and that you're not supporting the troops.
It's the old playbook, as you know, and unfortunately, I think the conclusion a lot of people are drawing in this country is that this administration knows how to campaign. They're magnificent at winning and running campaigns, but they don't know how to govern. So they're defaulting to the only thing they know how to do, which is a war of words and spin and manipulating what people are hearing. And that's not what we need right now, whether it's in reconstructing New Orleans or finding a way to make a success out of Iraq. Because I fear if we leave Iraq, as you know, I've discussed this, in a very unstable and chaotic condition, it actually lessens our national security and creates a real hotbed, if you will, of terrorist activity and problems in a key part of the world.
7:08, 8 minutes after 7, we're talking to Congressman Mark Udall here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. There's a Harris Interactive poll out this morning from the Wall Street Journal, not one of the most liberal publications on the face of this planet. Bush's current job approval rating stands at 34% compared with a positive rating of 88% soon after 9/11 and 50% at this time last year. So he's continuing to very slowly to slip down. So is Cheney. But they also point out here that congressional leaders in both parties of Congress also have been slipping and have a low rating. How do Democrats turn that around? How do you turn that around?
Yeah, I think the problem is of course, there's some feeling of being proven right on the part of people like me. The chickens have come home to roost down the street at the White House, but actually they've come home to roost in every American's home because we've got enormous deficits facing us. We have the situation in Iraq. Of course, the health care crisis continues unabated. There's a lot of bad news out there, and then on top of it, we have gas prices and natural gas prices that I think are really going to take a bite out of people this winter. To your question, Jay, the Democrats have to not only point out the shortfalls of this administration, but we have to have our own positive set of plans for what we would do if we have an opportunity to govern. And there are a lot of good ideas that we've been projecting. If you listen to the complaints about Democrats, about two-thirds of them, even three-quarters of them, are coming from the Republicans and from the conservative media. So stay tuned. We've got a whole set of ideas that we're going to roll out as this next year unfolds, and we're going to be very aggressive. We're going to come out battling hard in this campaign season that'll probably begin all too early. I wish we could go back to the days when we campaigned hard September through November, and then we governed the other 22 months, but that's as it is. But stay tuned. We're ready to go. We're excited, and this isn't about our party per se. It's not about getting a hold of more power. It's about doing better by this country and improving citizens' lives, which is, after all, why I wanted to serve in the Congress, and that's, I think, at the heart of the Democratic Party's belief structure.
You know, you talk about early campaigning. It costs so much to run for office, and there's such a temptation to get into negative advertising. You're going to run for the Senate. You yourself faced that about raising money. How is that going?
I was reminded that by the end of that campaign, which is about 3 years out, I probably wouldn't vote for me after I see the ads that are in the...
No, come on, you're not going to run those kind of ads, are you?
No, I'm talking about myself. That I'm going to, the ads that are run about me by the are going to, not only am I not going to want to vote for me, my children won't even recognize me. No, my plan is to do it differently. Now, I can't explain exactly what that is, but I think there's a way to come at the negative attacks with humor, and you deflect them and appeal to the best in people. I think we saw that in the Virginia campaign where the Democrat Tim Kaine beat the Republican Jerry Kilgore, who ran some of the most despicable ads that anybody had ever seen on cultural issues, of course, the death penalty and immigration. And the Virginia voters rejected Kilgore's campaign, I think, in many ways because of that. So in my campaign, we're going to look to do it differently. And I think there's a way to do that. I think Coloradans would be receptive to it. The spirit in the West is one, I think, that draws from a sense that you vote for the person, not necessarily the party, and you vote for not just the person's record, but what the person's character. And I think I've got some real advantages, if I can be modest, and point that out.
So you reject, which is a good thing, you reject negative campaigning, but you do expect it against you, and you feel like you've got a pretty concrete plan to defeat it. What about raising money?
I'm working right now on a steady basis to do that. I hope to show a bank account of about $1 million. Isn't that incredible at the end of the year? So in that spirit, if I could give you my campaign website, it's, of course, www.markudahl, all one word, and then .org. So my website is www.markudahl, which is all one word, .org. And then my congressional site for official correspondence and positions is www.house.gov, G-O-V, and then a / Mark Udall. And I'd invite your callers to get in touch with us through those websites. And if you want to support my campaign efforts, we'd love to have you on board.
And when do you think that all of that's going to officially kick off?
We'll kick off at some point in 2007. Of course, I have a campaign this next year, and I'm focused on that primarily right now. But my attitude has been, in my life, when I wanted more responsibility and more opportunity to make a difference, I worked even harder in the job I had, and that's what we're doing in my congressional office. That's what we'll do next year in the campaign.
Great. All right, one last question here, because we're running out of time, and I know you got things to do. Immigration is going to be out on the table. What's your take on illegal immigration and even legal immigration?
Yeah, my take is we have a broken system. We need to do more to ensure that our borders are secure and that we know what people are coming in and out of the country. And I think that's the first step that has to be taken. And then secondly, we need to acknowledge there are 8 to 10 million people in our country who are undocumented. They're an important part of our economy. We ought to bring them out of the shadows. We ought to give them a way to earn at least green cards and be a part of our system. But they shouldn't go to the front of the line in front of the people who are already in process of becoming citizens. But it's going to take real leadership, starting with the president. I think there are about 300 votes in the House, Democrats and Republicans, who understand you've got to do both of these things. There are people on either end of the political spectrum that wouldn't be happy with a compromise measure. But it's about national security, of course. It's about our economic vitality. But it's not about demagoguery and immigrant bashing, which unfortunately is how some people are proceeding to frame this very important issue.
All right. How about Comedy Central? How'd you do on that? I didn't see it. How'd you do last night?
I'm sure I did great. You know, we got to have a little more fun. We got to be willing to laugh at ourselves. I'm sure that Mr. Colbert had some fun at my expense, but I hope I gave as good as I got. I didn't have a chance to see it either, so we'll get the reports here soon, I'm sure.
All right. Congressman Udall, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Jay, thanks for what you do. Keep it up. I look forward to the next time you have me on.
Hey, you can come on anytime, and I look forward to seeing you in person real soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. There's Congressman Mark Udall, who said plain out he did not see the same intelligence as the administration. And I'll ask Congressman Lynn Woolsey about this, too. I mean, this is a big talking point on the right. All right, 303-713-7600. Coming up, illegal immigration, and illegal is the focus of a GOP hearing. This is this morning from the Rocky Mountain News. Some of this is kind of incredible stuff, and I feel like, you know, we have to find some way to fix this problem. And I'd be interested in your take on this. 303-713-7600. So line up if you want to talk about illegal immigration. 716, 16 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Marie Tucker of Littleton is this hour's $1,000 name. Cast just for being a loyal listener to AM 760.
About the forecast, dealing with a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. We're at 28 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
4 teams, 2 games, 1 night. Get ready for a night of college basketball
at the Pepsi Center.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, on November 26th for Attitude versus Altitude at the inaugural Colorado
Holiday Shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. Still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer. And with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Only seats limited. Other restrictions apply.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. Partly cloudy. High of around 49. Jay Marvin here, and it's good to be with you. I said this in the 6 o'clock hour. I'll say it again real quick. Thanks to everybody who came to the Al Franken show yesterday. Really proves once again we got the nicest listeners and the nicest callers, and really had a great time at the Boulder Theater. And as I indicated in the first hour, the 6 o'clock hour, I didn't stay all that long because Mary, with her broken wrist and her fractured arm, and it's on the right side, was home alone yesterday, and I just didn't want to leave her alone, so I left shortly afterwards. But Al's a really nice guy, and thank you all of you for the big round of applause, and really was great. All right, this is the Rocky Mountain News this morning. Illegals focus of GOP hearing. I don't know how to take this. And I don't think there's any easy answer to immigration either. I think the idea about taking immigrants and, you know, if you want to immigrate to this country, you got to do it legally. And funneling them into a legal situation is what I think is the best answer. Building that wall is absurd, and it's going to cost God knows how much money. Then the idea, what do you do with the illegal immigrants that are already here? And I heard Congressman Udall say that, that we should bring them out of the shadows. I definitely think that we should, because we have to settle this problem one way or the other. But 11 Republican legislators met yesterday to collect expert testimony, I'm quoting here from the Rocky Mountain News, on illegal immigration. But serious statistics and calls for strict enforcement were mixed with what one critic called fear of Mexicans. And I think there are people out there that are scared of Mexicans. You know, I'm not, and maybe a lot of you aren't, but I think there's people out there who are. Former State Senator John Andrews testified, calling illegal immigrants a silent invasion, threatening the American traditions of assimilation and respect for the law. See, I don't see that at all. I mean, I think there's some people who have trouble assimilating, but, you know, I've lived in cities, for instance, like Chicago, where they have the Polish Triangle, and I know friends on the Chicago Police Department who will tell you that, believe it or not, in the year 2005, that every once in a while they got a call for a Polish translator because there are people who don't speak English. Now, you know, they don't come up very often in the discussion. If you talk about people not learning English, usually it centers around Hispanics. You know, I do believe that they should learn English. I believe we ought to compel them as a part of citizenship that, you know what, you want to be an American citizen, you got to learn English. And I don't think that's being xenophobic. I think it's being realistic, particularly their kids, too. Madeline Korsman, a former professor of medical law at City College in New York, said illegal immigrants in California are giving birth to sick children to collect welfare. Now, how does she justify that? Who gives birth to sick kids? Now, there are many people in this country who, you know, don't have health insurance. What, is it 48 million, I think? 48.5 million? And to a lot of people, you know what? You know what health insurance is? It's a ride in an ambulance. And we're not talking just Hispanics on this. We're talking Caucasians. We're talking African Americans. We're talking all kinds of people. Testifying on a DVD shown at the hearing, she said that people from Mexico, listen to this, are the cause of a rise in diseases that explode hearts and cause other horrendous symptoms. You know, that's tantamount to saying, well, you know, this is like, I can't think of the author's name now, it slips my mind, but the book The Plague. Albert Camus. Like what? I mean, I find that claim to be extremely hard to believe. Maybe this woman has got statistics to back this up, but I find it really hard to believe that claim. That illegal immigrants in California giving birth to sick children to collect welfare, testifying on a DVD shown at the hearing, she said that people from Mexico are the cause of a rise in diseases that explode the heart and cause other horrendous symptoms. You know, it's kind of like Dobson. I think it's James Dobson, or was it Pat Robertson that said feminism leads you? It's Pat Robertson said feminism among American women leads them to kill their kids. Where the hell do these people get this kind of stuff? Ye Ling Ling of the Diversity Alliance for Sustainable America warned that Mexicans are planning to reconquer the southwestern United States, and that some are voting and even running for office. Well, what the hell's wrong with that? I mean, take a Hispanic who's born here. Why don't they have the right to run for office? I mean, this is all this GOP paranoia. I mean, don't you find these claims to be incredible? And the meeting was held in the old state Supreme Court at the Capitol and was set up by a Republican Study Committee of Colorado, formed this year to help Republican politicians and state government focus on such issues as lower taxes, personal responsibility, and limited government. Yeah, sure, the old crowd of, you know, take the government and drown it in a bathtub. You know, I submit this reasoning to you. How can people who don't believe in government, who don't believe in government, how can they run government? How can you run something you don't believe in? And I think that this administration is a perfect example of that. They can't run anything. And you know what it is? Because they don't believe in it. And what they'd really like to do is they'd like to destroy it. All right, but illegal immigration. Let's talk about it. I mean, I think people should be able to come here legally, that they should be funneled into a legal system, that if you want to become an American citizen, I think that you ought to be compelled to learn English, and that you should be able to come here, but you got to earn your way in here, and that it ought to be legal, and that illegal immigrants, you know, that it's just not going to fly, because we don't know who's coming in and who's going, as Congressman Udall said. And one other final thing. You know, the Republicans don't want to cross their business base, so many of them give lip service to the idea of getting on employers who hire illegal immigrants. I'd like to see more of that. You know, you go out and you hire an illegal immigrant, then you're going to get tagged. And I realize that there are illegal immigrants working in the service sector, that they're working, you know, in other jobs. There are tons of books out on this subject, and one of them I keep recommending all the time is The Devil's Highway by Luis Urrea. But you know, I realize that they're part of the economy. I realize that they're working those jobs. And Dick Lamb said that he thinks that idea that they're working jobs that Americans won't take, he's quoted in this article, he thinks that's overblown. But I maintain I don't think you or myself or anybody I know, which is not that many people, so you can't really use that as that's an anecdotal statistic. But I think if you ask around about your neighbors and you talk to your friends, I don't think most of us want to work as dishwashers. I did that in high school. But I don't think we want to, do stuff like that. I don't want to work in a meatpacking plant either. And I think there are, some people who do want to do that. And there's nothing wrong with doing it. But there's, I don't want to bend over in the fields in California and in Florida. And I don't want to pick vegetables, and I don't want to pick fruit. And I don't think you do either. I mean, I think if you're realistic with me and you tell me the truth, and I don't think that's the kind of job you really want, is it? I think you want a better standard of living, and I don't think you really want to do that backbreaking work. And I'm not saying that that's a primary reason to encourage illegal immigration. I'm not saying that at all. And what I'm saying is that these employers ought to be busted. But I sometimes question this whole argument that Dick Lamb was making about it being overblown. Because a lot of these jobs, I don't think most of us want to do. I mean, when was the last time you ran into a professional dishwasher? So, what do you do for a living? Well, I wash dishes. How long have you been at this? Oh, 20 years. For most of us, that's just a ticket to some other thing. And I've had jobs, that have been like backbreaking and have been the worst, and that intellectually I was bored. I'm sure you have too. And I can name a couple of those jobs. When I was out of a radio job and I got fired and had no other employment, so I had to go do it, because I've never collected unemployment. That's one thing Mary and I have never done. We've never collected unemployment, so I always worked at something. And when I did some of these jobs, there were immigrants working there. I didn't find any trouble with that. I didn't find any problem with that. So to lay this all out on Hispanics, number one, I just think it's wrong. I really do. But as I said, I think there's a right way to do this, and there's a wrong way to do it. And no matter what we do, we have to face up to this problem, and both parties have to face up to this problem. But making these kind of statements that illegals in California are giving birth to sick children in order to collect welfare. Many immigrants, particularly if they're illegal, they don't want to collect anything from the system because they don't want to get busted. And many of them do, through false Social Security numbers and the rest, they contribute to Social Security, and then they blow town and never collect the stuff. And this is a complicated issue, I grant you. All right, 303-713-7600. I'll take your calls on this coming up at 7:30 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound I-25, the trouble spot so far this morning. Two separate accidents working off your ride into downtown. Now, there's one off to the shoulder at 104th. The other one now push off to the left shoulder just before I-70. Once you get by those, stays heavy from 6th Avenue down through T-Rex. Also looking at brake lights eastbound I-70 between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard, and in Littleton eastbound C-470 now bunching up from Broadway over toward I-25. At Boulder Streets, we're busy on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, South Boulder Road in Belmont, also running heavy, and the turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And checking the forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the 40s. We're waking up to 29 degrees. Now, I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Here's a great deal. YMT Vacations has put aside special cabins August the 18th, 2006, for you and I. And, of course, Mary will come, too. On Holland America's five-star luxury liner, the MS Zuiderdam, for only $20.49 plus tax. But you got to hurry on this. You fly to Seattle. We'll fly to Seattle. We'll see Vancouver, historic gas town, before boarding the MS Zuiderdam. We'll cruise Alaska's pristine passage for 7 days, stopping at Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway, and taking in Glacier Bay. And after our cruise, we'll motor coach through the Great Northwest, sample wine country in British Columbia, which is a beautiful place, see Lake Coeur d'Alene, the Grand Coulee Dam, the Grand Tetons, plus Yellowstone's Old Faithful, and it's all for $24.49. And you got to hurry to get involved in this. 1-800-888-8204. 1-800-888-8204. This includes air, hotels, cruise, onboard meals, and so much more. 1-800-888-8204. 14 days next August to the Great Northwest and Alaska with myself, Mary, and we're going to have a great time. And it's the best deal going out there. 1-800-888-8204. So you got to get involved in this now. So call 1-800-888-8204.
Northwest Parkway, your quickest route to the airport shopping, Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. Get info at nwpky.org.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning. 7:34, 26 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Partly cloudy with a high near 49. J. Marvin here at 303-713-7600. We're talking about illegal immigration and what you think ought to be done with it. And don't think this isn't going to be a hot campaign issue coming up in the midterm elections and also in 08. Let's go to Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I'm not here to talk about illegal immigration, actually. I'm here to talk about I'm a CU student here in Boulder, and I was talking about the hate mail that was sent to our tri-exec, our basically our student government president yesterday. And
you want to break open the phones and talk about anything, so you want to get me in trouble with management. But go ahead, it's okay.
I let your screener know. I thought that they would let you know, but yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about.
All right. Well, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, well, basically, if people have read the newspaper, they saw that our student body government, we have three tri-execs. One of them would send a racist email, and I was wondering what the community is going to do about it. How are we going to condemn it? I mean, I would love to see city council condemn these actions. I'm not going to exactly go into what the letter said, but, you know, this town's professes to be a progressive town, and I think we're a very environmentally progressive town, but when it comes to social justice issues, we have a long way to go.
Well, you got to bring it up to the city council. I don't think it's going to happen by magic. That's number one. And number two, and this is a controversial law. I don't know if you can prosecute that under the hate law or if they can figure out who sent it. If it's a student, and maybe that student ought to be bounced from the school. You know, I don't have answers for that because I don't know where the investigation stands. And I think that everybody, any right-thinking citizen, uniformly denounces that kind of behavior and that we object to that kind of behavior. And it's based in basic fear and ignorance. And I don't think you're going to find anybody who's a decent right-thinking American is going to condone that or think that it's okay.
Yeah, I agree, and I would totally say that. But what happens is, for example, this local group, Community United Against Hate, is trying to pass this bias crime sentence enhancement ordinance. So, for example, if there was a local law that said that the crime was actually harassment, because obviously this email had to do with had a bias twist on it also because it's actually a hate crime. They could actually add to the sentence and stuff. So with this local election, this group sent out a survey to all the city council members and the candidates who were running, and less than one-third of those who were surveyed were in favor of such an ordinance. There was a lot of non-committal political rhetoric, like, I would stand in the face of...
I don't mean to cut you off here, but you know what? It's really not what we're talking about. And also, I would consider this, even though I'm not sure where I come down on this. You know, if we had more time, I'd ask you about the difference between hate speech and First Amendment rights, but we just don't have time to get into it, and I thank you so much for the call. Okay, 303-713-7600. Let's get back to the subject of immigration. Alan and Greeley. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you today?
Hi, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm really good, man. Hey, on this immigrant thing, I've got a lot of friends that are working in the trades, and one in particular is a carpenter, and he was just laid off his job. He's been going around looking for work. Everybody's wanting to pay $10 an hour, and the reason is because there's so many illegal immigrants that will do it. They'll take the $10 an hour.
Well, you know what? As a way to lower wages, I agree with you. That's wrong, but don't you think the way to fix that is to go after the employer on that particular note and go and say, look, you know what, these are illegal immigrants, and unless you can prove that they're legal, then you know what, we got heavy fines and you're going to have to pay them.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on that, Jay, but I just don't think that's going to happen, man. I think that the guys in the big business, like up here at, it used to be the Montfort's plant, I forget what they're calling it now, ConAgra, they're constantly busted with illegals, and they don't do anything to them. They just, I don't even know if they ship them back to Mexico anymore.
Well, I mean, that's why we definitely need, we so desperately need a change in direction in this country, and we need a change of leadership, and the GOP having this conference, and using all the, you know, all these hate invectives, is not going to solve anything. And we've got a labor department that's got, you know, I mean, I brought this up a couple of weeks ago, and I'm sure you saw it in the news, about the deal they struck with Walmart for using underage help and I assume also illegal immigrants. But anyway, here's the deal. Under the Labor Department, under Elaine Chao, the Labor Department, they now have to give Walmart a 14-day notice before they show up to check all these people out. Now, you know, 14 days, you can go along to, you can go to all the illegal immigrants, and they've caught Walmart, by the way, hiring Eastern illegal immigrants as well, Eastern European illegal immigrants, and they can get rid of all these people. Now, why are we doing this? I mean, you know what? The law is the law, and you got to stand for an inspection, don't you think?
Oh, I agree with you. You know, I totally agree with you. I think that's just a bunch of hogwash, and, you know, that just goes to show you that they've got their hands in everybody's pockets. You know, it's just big business runs the country. The W likes it that way. You know, he wants more of it.
Well, we have to beat it back. I'll tell you another alternative, too, which would help out. Carpenters and people who work in the trades ought to be unionized.
Oh, yeah.
That would block a lot of it also.
I agree. Yeah. Yep.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call.
Hey, Jay, one more thing.
Sure.
On this Christianity deal, you know, I don't think you need to proselytize by, you know, constantly pushing it onto people. If you're a good Christian, you can just live a good life, show people that you're happy, and treat people well. Treat people like you'd like to be treated. You don't need to be going around handing out pamphlets, making people go to church, preaching at them constantly. And, you know, I think that the W and all these guys, these people that we have elected have just totally bamboozled the Christian community, and they've got them following them hand and foot. And I think it's ridiculous. I think they owe the religion an apology.
Yeah, you know what? I think so, too. I really do. And your idea about, you know, lead by example is really the best way to go. And not proselytizing and try to shove things down people's throats. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. Got two lines open here at 303-713-7600. We're talking about illegal immigration and how to deal with the topic, which is one of the hottest topics in this country. And, you know, it's also one of these situations that it's going to be big in the midterm elections, and it's also going to be big in the presidential elections. And whatever the story is that with the Bush administration, why they have failed to unveil any plan on this, which they claim they've got one, but we don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because they're, you know, tied up with this whole Valerie Plame, you know, Iraq's gone wrong problem, or they claim they've got a solution to this, and in reality, they really don't have one. Let's go to Don in Dumont. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, thanks. You know, all these places we live, they all have Spanish names, and these so-called illegals, their ancestry goes back with the land, you know, 100 times longer than the white man does. And, you know, in a way, it's the pot calling the kettle black. And, you know, this whole phenomenon is going to be the same thing in Iraq or anywhere in the world. When you go conquer somebody, you kind of deal with the people that you conquered, and you know they have every bit of right to be in their indigenous land who are we to go do genocide on a whole continent's population and then, you know, set up shop and say that the people that used to be here can't be here anymore. You know, that makes us as monstrous as anybody else.
Well, yeah, the trouble is, if you don't control the borders, you don't know who's coming in. And in this